This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. This fall is seeing a return to stadiums and concert venues full of fans, but COVID-19 rules and risk vary depending on things like how big the event is and whether it's inside or outside. Hotchkiss resident Greg Crush says he's unvaccinated but is not hesitating to attend in-person events.
I mean, you're taking a risk no matter what you do, unless you want to live in a bubble.
Others say they'll be cautious about attending a big game or concert. The Denver Broncos' full-capacity home opener is Sunday against the New York Jets. There are now no restrictions for vaccinated fans at Empower Field at Mile High. Unvaccinated fans are strongly encouraged to wear a face covering to protect themselves and others. Vail Resort says all of its employees will have to provide proof of vaccination for ski season, and that goes for some guests, too. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
Vail says anybody 12 and older will need proof of vaccination to dine indoors on the mountain. That includes people enrolled in ski school. The company says that for now, that's the only place guests will need proof of vaccination. President Biden's recent mandate means all businesses with 100 or more employees will need to require vaccinations or regular testing for workers. And that includes ski resorts. Vail operates several of Colorado's most well-known resorts, including Keystone, Breckenridge, Beaver Creek, and Vail. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Jury trials are on hold in Rout, Grand, and Moffitt counties after the chief judge for the district ordered a return to virtual services in light of increasing COVID-19 transmission. Case numbers have been rising and vaccination rates vary from 67% in Rout County to 35% in neighboring Moffitt County. Northwest Colorado is mostly sunny, so is the rest of the state today. This is CPR News.